All right, sorry to bleed. Next week about this time, we'll be done with our first preseason game, get a true evaluation on these guys under the lights in their first game situations. And we're looking forward to that, to get a chance to see them play and sort of see how some of these positional battles continue to work out. Questions?
Zimmer mentioned that one of the difficulties with evaluating players in the preseason is that they may be up against second or third team people. You've been retaining a lot of linebackers in the first and second team nickel. Will you be doing that during the game too?
Yeah, we're going to look at guys and we want to see them against, you know, their quality starters rather than late in the game. You can get that's what Coach is talking about. Sometimes you get some guys in there with the third unit and it's not a true evaluation of what they're going to see on Sunday. So from that aspect of it, that's why you see us moving a lot of guys around on the depth chart, trying to get those matchups to see how they match up against some of the guys that are more experienced as far as what they're trying to do offensively.
Coach, on Saturday night's practice, Anthony Barr was getting some one-on-one work as kind of a defensive end going against offensive linemen. Is that going to be a possibility moving forward?
You know, we did that all last year. We did it. He did it some in some games, and that's, you know, one of the things that he has. He is a good pass rusher, but it should also help him as, you know, we're blitzing off the outside edge from that aspect of it. But, yes, that is a possibility as we progress through, you know, through the rest of the training camp and into the preseason. So we'll just, you know, continue on with that evaluation and keep working him with those things. But I think it's good for him whether he's a defensive end rushing outside or whether he's a linebacker coming off the outside edge.
Coach, Gerald Hodges has been lining up at middle linebacker a lot. I mean, when do you guys – is there a timetable for when – the starter will be announced for that position?
Well, I think, you know, we've still got to continue through this process. That's what we, you know, we've done consistently throughout the time we've been here. Coach Zimmer does a good job of recognizing a kid's skill set, what he brings to the table, and then trying to get the best guys on the field by situation. So from that aspect of it, I mean, Gerald played some of the backer last year in sub, and, you know, he's been doing a good job and focused in here in training camp. So, you know, he's played both the Sam and the Will as the outside position. So we just moved him inside, give him a chance to compete there to get on the field at that position.
George, Scott Crichton been dealing with an injury? I didn't see him out there.
Probably fill you in on all the injuries. We're not really allowed to talk on injuries. But, yeah, he's got a nagging injury right now, and Coach, I'm sure, will address that in his press conference.
What do you see from Captain Munnellan now in the second season?
A lot more consistent, a lot more understanding what we're trying to do leverage-wise and coverage and just how important it is the communication underneath with the linebacker to make sure we get the correct pass-offs. Being able to stay inside and play to run more physical. I mean, you can see those things as we're going through training camp, and he's really trying to pay attention to those details that we've asked him to throughout the offseason. So from that aspect of it, we're just looking for him to be consistent in those aspects of it. I think when he goes outside at corner, you know, understanding the techniques as far as our press techniques and our cloud techniques that we're asking him to do, I think he feels a lot more comfortable with that and doesn't have to think about so many things as far as splits of receivers and releases and those kind of things, just because he's had so many reps at it within our system.
What puts Newman's experience level in the slot?
I know he's done it in the past with Coach Zimmer, so I know that he has done it. But, you know, we've been working him there the last couple of days, and some reps. Captain have been a little bit, you know, injured as far as nagging injury. But we just wanted to get – we're trying to get our best people on the field, look at the skill sets, and just see the different things. Because, you know, like anybody, you go through the course of the season, guys are going to get hurt. So we're just trying to look at the different skill sets that guys bring to the table. We get into a crunch or a situation where we've got to make a rotation. We're able to do that, and they've got experience doing it.
What's your comfort level with him compared to Captain in the slot?
You know, right now, like, we're just going through the evaluation process with it. He's, you know, done some good things when he's been in there. So we'll look and see how he keeps going through training camp and into the preseason, get a look at him some in there, and just see how it's going.
Look at any matchups at all with Pittsburgh, or trying to get into a game week routine, or are you just, you know, with the extra preseason games, just doing?
It's not as going to be defined as like a game week situation as far as us game planning. We'll look at Pittsburgh some, see the things that they do come in. But our biggest thing is we don't want our guys to be out there and we're worried about matchups and those kind of things. We want to line up and be able to go play fast, not be able to think as much and get the evaluation off of them, keeping it simple and letting them go play. So from that aspect of it, yeah, we're going to look at some of the stuff Pittsburgh does. We have looked at some of the stuff Pittsburgh does. But we're not going to get into really a big hard time game plan of what it is. We really don't do that a lot in the preseason.
Coach, with having Barr take some snaps at DE during the season, is that just a way for you guys to take advantage of his natural ability to pass rush?
Yeah, well, again, you know, by situation, Coach is always trying to get the best 11 guys on the field. And if that comes where we create a package where he's out there as a defensive end, then just like we did last year, I mean, that'll come to fruition. But for right now, we're just trying to refine his technique. He hadn't really done a lot in the offseason this past offseason, so we're getting him back into pass rushing, which, you know, we did a lot of last year.
Have you seen some of those other defensive ends, Daniil Hunter, Leon Mackey?
They're continuing to, you know, progress through training camp. And, again, this will be, you know, out here every day getting an evaluation. But now all of a sudden, next week at this time, we'll have an evaluation on them under the lights, playing against a tough opponent in Pittsburgh. It's going to be a physical team. And so, you know, from that aspect of it, we just want to see them go through that process. And we'll, you know more about them as we continue on.
Hello. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.